Audio Companion, Episode 1, The Curious Household. A spoken walkthrough for anyone asking, what would this mean for my paycheck and my taxes? Welcome. This is the audio companion to the We the People platform, a citizen-built blueprint for federal policy reform. I'm the narration for this episode, and I want to be upfront with you. This recording is read by a text-to-speech voice, not a human narrator. The words, though, come straight from the platform's own documents. Nothing here is invented for the audio. This first episode follows what the platform calls the curious household path. It's for you if you're less interested in the deep economics and more interested in one very reasonable question. How would any of this actually touch my life, my paycheck, my taxes? Let's walk through it together. No spreadsheets required. So let me start with the number that got a lot of people to pay attention, because you deserve to know where this is going before you give me 10 minutes. A typical middle-class household in America is quietly losing about $16,000 a year, not to income tax, to the things you pay for on your own and barely notice adding up, health insurance premiums and deductibles, childcare, and the cost of caring for aging parents. The platform is designed so that a household like that comes out ahead by roughly that amount, about $16,000 a year, once you count everything you're already paying invisibly today. That's the claim. Now, you should not take a number like that on faith from a recording, and the whole point of this platform is that you don't have to. There's a calculator on the site where you put in your own income and see your own answer. So hold on to that $16,000 figure, and let me show you where it comes from. Let's start with the big picture, because it makes everything else easier to follow. The platform is built around 12 pillars. Think of a pillar as one area of shared life the plan is trying to fix: healthcare, early childhood, long-term care for the elderly, and so on. 12 of them, resting on one shared foundation. That's the whole idea in one sentence. 12 pillars, one foundation. Here's what makes it different from a typical political proposal. Every one of those 12 pillars copies something that already works somewhere in the world, instead of inventing a brand new, untested system. Universal healthcare is modeled on the British National Health Service. Early childhood care borrows from Germany's system, called KITA. Long-term care follows Germany's care insurance model. And the big savings fund at the center is modeled on Norway's National Wealth Fund. So the honest framing the platform uses is, this is not invention. It's adaptation. Proven ideas brought together. A second choice worth understanding. Coverage is universal, not means tested. That's a bit of jargon, so here's what it means for you. You don't have to prove you're poor enough to qualify. There's no income cliff where earning one extra dollar suddenly disqualifies you. Everybody's in. The platform's argument is that this makes your contribution feel like a membership you're part of, rather than charity you're either begging for or resenting. And the third big choice. The plan slowly builds an enormous national savings fund over a 60-year horizon. Instead of paying for everything year to year out of this year's taxes, the country invests, lets the fund grow, and eventually the returns from that fund help pay for the pillars. It's less like a monthly bill and more like a retirement account for the whole nation. Now, the part you actually came for. What happens to your household's bottom line? On the website, there's an interactive calculator where you type in your income and see three numbers. First, what you'd contribute. Second, what you'd receive in benefits. And third, the bottom line, the net difference for a household like yours. I can't type your income in for you from a recording, so here's the shape of the answer instead. The platform is designed so that a typical middle household comes out ahead with a target of roughly $16,000 a year in net savings for the median household. That number comes from adding up what families currently pay, often invisibly, for things like healthcare premiums, childcare, and care for aging parents, and comparing it to what they'd pay and receive under the plan. The platform is also honest about something most pitches hide. This is funded partly through split payroll contributions, meaning both employers and employees pay in. So it isn't magically free. The claim isn't that nothing costs anything. The claim is that for most households, what you stop paying out of pocket is larger than what you newly contribute. When you visit the site, that's the calculation you can run for your own numbers. If you earn an hourly or salaried wage, there's a second tool worth knowing about, the wage floor comparison. Here's the concept. The platform proposes a wage floor that varies by both your occupation and your region, because a fair wage for a nurse in rural Alabama and a nurse in Boston are genuinely different numbers. Instead of one nationwide minimum wage, it uses real government wage data, the Bureau of Labor Statistics figures, to set a floor for each job in each place. The floor is set at the 25th percentile. In plain terms, it looks at everyone doing your job in your area, lines up their pay from lowest to highest, and sets the floor near the lower quarter, the point where 1 in 4 earn less and 3 in 4 earn more. The goal isn't to cap what anyone earns. It's to lift the bottom, so the lowest paid workers in each field aren't left behind. On the site, you can pick your occupation and your region and see that real number. Under the hood, this now runs on actual Bureau of Labor Statistics data for hundreds of occupations across hundreds of regions. The last thing to understand is that your paycheck isn't the whole story. The platform argues that a lot of its benefit reaches you indirectly. Think about the money you don't see leaving your account, but that shapes your life anyway. If universal healthcare removes the fear of a medical bill bankrupting you, that's worth something even in a year you never get sick. If early childhood care is covered, a parent who wanted to work can, which changes a household's whole trajectory. If long-term care for your aging parents is handled, you're not quietly draining your savings or leaving your job to become a full-time caregiver. The platform's own analysis calls these the indirect mechanisms, and it's candid about the boundary. The wage floor and the pillars do a lot, but they don't erase every pay gap or solve every problem. What the plan tries to do is reduce the structural pressures, the ones built into the system, rather than promise that everyone's circumstances become identical. So, to bring it back to the question we started with, what does this mean for your paycheck and your taxes? The short version, for most middle households, the plan is designed to leave you with more at the end of the year, not less, once you count everything you currently pay for on your own. It's funded honestly, through contributions you can see, and it's built on systems that already work in other countries, rather than a leap into the unknown. If any of this made you curious enough to check your own numbers, that's exactly the point. Visit the platform at wethepeopleplatform.com, open the calculator, and put your real income in. This recording can give you the shape of the answer. Only your numbers can give you yours. And one last thing, because it matters. This platform has no ad budget, no political party, and no billionaire behind it. The only way an idea like this gets a hearing is if people who find it worth a look pass it on. So if any of this earned your respect, even your skeptical respect, send it to one person who argues about this stuff. Attention is the whole battle. The will of the people only counts when it's loud enough to hear. Thanks for listening. This has been the audio companion to the We the People platform. You can find everything at wethepeopleplatform.com.